how to do this, you know, the way how we will do it. Because yeah, my career was saying, or we are saying, okay, let's win, okay, but you need to know how to win, and this is my responsibility. I need to give the options, the solutions to the players, how they have to do it, and I have very clear the concepts. They will do it, and as I said, I'm convinced that we will do.
Eintracht vom Main, der Club-Podcast von Eintracht Frankfurt. Für alle, die mehr wissen wollen über unseren Verein, seine Geschichte und sein Umfeld.
Eintracht vom Main, der Podcast und Podcast von Eintracht Frankfurt. Und heute ist es wirklich eine sehr besondere Ausgabe, denn wir haben ihn zuerst, den neuen Cheftrainer von Eintracht Frankfurt. Herzlich willkommen hier bei der Eintracht im Profi-Camp, Albert Riera. Und liebe Eintracht-Fans, es ist natürlich so, dass wir mit unserem neuen Chefcoach, der ja Spanier ist, auf Englisch sprechen. Ihr habt die Möglichkeit, wenn ihr das hört, in unseren Podcasts oder Podcasts vielmehr, auf YouTube und auf Eintracht TV dieses Interview mit Untertitel zu sehen oder eben auf unserer Website, wo es nochmal transkribiert ist. Also, wir starten jetzt mit Albert Riera. It's a pleasure to have you here in our podcast.
Thank you. Pleasure and very delighted to be here. And also to start. I want to start as soon as possible.
2 hours ago, you arrived here in Frankfurt in the Profi Camp. What are your feelings here? What is your first impression of the club?
That I have to say that we have a fantastic facilities. I like to say to the players this, we don't have excuses about this. So now it's time to show what we can do on the pitch, because outside we have everything. So happy with the thing that we have here. And I repeat again, if it's not an excuse, now we need to prove that we can do on the pitch.
It's a special time for you. Yesterday, a draw in Maribor, a very emotional game. Afterwards, you had an interview and I saw some tears. Are you an emotional guy?
I don't consider myself very emotional, but I had a few players in front of me and they were crying. They were crying. And of course, when you see someone crying and you have feelings about these people, then also you get touched. No? So happy that I could touch them sentimentally, not only as a coach, also as a person. They were saying that the values that I was trying to transmit to them, they were happy that we were together, that we had this relationship. And yeah, I'm here to improve the players. At the end, I'm always saying I need to protect my players. The players, they are my legs, they are my arms. Without them, I am nobody. So they need to feel comfortable with the relationship that we have. I'm not a friend of them. Don't pretend to be a friend. After outside, if we are friends, that's good. But here, we are here to win. We are here to enjoy our profession. And my target is to make them better players. If they are better players, collective, we're gonna be a better team. If we are a better team, we will win more games. And as now we were talking about my ex-team and my ex-club, and we create this atmosphere, fantastic atmosphere, and I believe that in a good atmosphere, you are closer to do better things.
Do you know the claim of Arnold Weskover, the fans of Eintracht Frankfurt? I tell you, it's Eintracht Frankfurt means fighting and winning. Mm. It's a fit, or?
This is how it has to be. It's perfect. It's perfect because, of course, cannot win without fighting, but you need to fight. And then to these two, I will add my own, that is how to do this, you know, the way how we will do it. Because my career was saying, or we are saying, okay, let's win, okay, but you need to know how to win. And this is my responsibility. I need to give the options, the solutions to the players, how they have to do it. And I have very clear the concepts. They will do it. And as I said, I'm convinced that we will do.
For sure. Last days, when the rumor came up that you could be the new coach of Eintracht Frankfurt, there was like a candy storm in social media, because everybody was saying, wow, this could be a fit because this guy is what Eintracht Frankfurt means. What means that for you, this this positivity in the environment of Frankfurt?
Great question. When I'm coming to one club, the first thing that I'm saying is I cannot promise titles. I cannot promise wins. I cannot promise points. One player cannot promise goals because will happen or not. But what I can guarantee you is that we're going to create something else more than just results. We're going to create one style, one identity, one way that the fans, all the people that love Eintracht Frankfurt, will feel identified, will feel proud on the way how we're doing the things. And that, of course, is the result. All of us, we want to win, but we're going to create something else. And this is our the way how we will do the things. And I'm sure that that the people will feel very, very involved and very identified with this. And I'm sure that if we're doing how I pretend to do it, we will win more than lose.
You have a great experience, especially as a player. So when we look back, who impressed you the most as a teammate? For example, Girard, Schneider, Torres, Xabi Alonso, Drogba. That's amazing.
Experiences, the same like I got from coaches. If you ask me from which player or from which coach I got
this
the most.
This will be the next question.
yeah, but I advanced there. Yeah. No? It's about to get the best from everyone.
Yeah.
No one is perfect. I'm not perfect. No one is perfect. I don't pretend to be perfect, but I know exactly what I want to do and how I want to do. So I think this is the most important. I go to sleep at night and I'm saying, I feel calm inside of me because I gave all the information to my players what they have to do with the ball and without the ball. So this is for me the most important. And about the name that you mentioned, of course, I got a lot of knowledge and experience from them that now at the moment I can use it.
You are the first Spanish coach in the history of Eintracht Frankfurt. In the moment, I think there are a lot of very, very good Spanish coaches everywhere. Guardiola, of course, Mikel Arteta, good friends of you, right?
All of them, yeah.
And you are very close to them. Mm-hmm. And what is in the moment, why are the Spanish people or the Spanish coaches so strong in the moment? What do you think?
Well, it's not because of the passport. It's the same that I'm saying to the players. It doesn't matter with me. It's not playing who has a more beautiful passport or depends on the age.
Yeah.
It's what you're giving on the pitch. It doesn't matter if you are 19 years old or you are 32. If you're giving what we want in every position, you will be ready to play. And from the Spanish academy that we are talking. What maybe makes the difference is that we have very clear the concept. We already have since we start our careers that we want to be dominant and protagonist. You know, maybe I don't know if it's the clima, Mediterranean, I don't know also. But this fire, no, that we have. But I don't understand football without dominancy and protagonist. Mm. When my players go out on the pitch, I want them to feel that they are the best, the fastest, the strongest, even the most beautiful. On the pitch, I want them to give them this spirit to them, and after, we'll see, maybe the open will be better. But at the start, I want to give this feeling to them. So starting from this, and this is being a team and with players that they believe that the dominancy and the protagonism is the most important. Mm. Football is played only with one ball. We don't play with two balls. It's only one. So if it's on my side, if I have the ball, if I control the ball, you don't have it. So you cannot hurt me. Mm. So all these details that I'm talking about is that all of them, they go at the end of the same. That is ball, 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 because we call football is with one ball. Mm. That's why it's so beautiful, this sport. I want that is mine. That we will lose balls, yeah, but we have to recover very fast because I want again. So to have desperate to have it, because I said to the players, the ball is like our wives. So we need to have it as close as possible with us. We need to have in our power. And this is what we will try. And probably about the style of the Spanish, I don't know many Spanish coaches that like to give the ball away to present you the ball and say, you want the ball? It will be hard for you to get it. So probably it's one of the things that make the difference between us.
So you like tiki-taka football?
Well, this word, it comes, it reminds me, because also it was the first game that we play against Denmark. It was my debut. Yeah. With Spain, that I scored at the end against Denmark, and the tiki-taka came because of the first goal that Sergio Ramos scored after 30 passes, around 30 passes. And then it came a fantastic goal from action that I like to show to the players, that no one was dribbling, no one was doing something really difficult that my players today, they cannot do it. So it's about positioning, good position, to have the good possession. So this is what we want to transmit. And as you said, if we can do in the first zone and second zone easy things, better than difficult. In football, the most difficult is to play easy. I'm sure that with the style that you will see very soon, you will see a lot of things that is from tiki-taka, but it's not everything. This is important, but also more things are important. as now you see me and you say, he's a Spanish, he likes the ball. Yeah. But I think I insist even more defending because if you want to be dominant, it's not only what you do with the ball, it's when you lose it, what you're doing to recover again fast. Because if you get very fast, then you can be dominant again. So for me, it's even more important what you're doing when you lose the ball than when you have it. Because when you have it, you have the ball, the opponent doesn't have. So you have not any issue in this situation. But are you ready when you lose the ball to recover it again? And this is about, of course, positioning, also behavior. But it's about this concept that I will transmit to the players.
I guess you have seen some matches of Eintracht Frankfurt. What is your impression? What can we do better? What should we do better?
But
defending, of course.
But it's not, for example, you watch the game that with my ex club that we did yesterday, we draw 3-3 and you will say, Albert, but you're doing some things that, you know, you can do better.
Yeah.
Every time we can do better. We're going to win games 5-0 and you're going to say, wow. I say, no, I'm not satisfied enough because it happened. 5-0, I was not satisfied. And some games we lost. I'm going to the press conference and I said, I'm so proud of my team, you know, because we play by the plan. We play on the way how we want to play, how we used to play, how we want to play. And then we had 25 chances. We didn't score. The opponent had 2 chances. They scored. We lost 0-1. Can you be unhappy? I'm not. I'm unhappy when we miss the ideas, when we miss the concepts. But you can have a bad day and all the shoots out of the goal. Okay, this is today. We didn't have a good day shooting to the goal, and that's it. Accept it. Let's go to the next. But the idea, the concepts, they have to be always very clear. So I'm not someone that it's just in this way. I cannot criticize the other how they are working. All of us we are different. I'm always saying that it doesn't exist one coach better or worse than another one. We are different. So I don't consider better than anyone, but I don't consider worse than anyone. And we are different. As you mentioned, with Mikel, with Arteta, we are a really good friend and sometimes talking about football. And 50% of the thing, we think different. Who is better? It's not one is better than the other. We are different. But the most important is on what you're working, on what you believe, do it. Do it. So I'm convinced with the idea that I have. I hope I will transmit here to my players to make them to play good.
You're bringing your assistant coaches with you, Pablo Arteta and Lorenzo Dolcetti. Tell us something about them.
Well, Pablo started with me since my very first day as a coach with Olympia in 2022. We are many years together, and Pablo is the cousin of Mikel Arteta, and The friendship that we have together is because of with Mikel. We were meeting many times and he was close to us all the time, and then listening, talking, and then we agree and we match together like a couple. He's and you will see this very soon, he's the balance on our relationship, because I'm active, I'm very passionate, and he's the calmness. So I need him for that. If he will be exactly like me, it will be a fire. So that's perfect relationship. I love to be with Pablo because it gives me this calmness that some situation we need. And Lorenzo is he's the son of the assistant coach of Allegri in Milan. Also a guy that is from football many years. He started as an analyst first. He was after that as a specialist on set pieces. So he has a lot of knowledge about football. And I was behind him for around 2-3 years. I said, listen, Lorenzo, you have to work with me. But he had many girlfriends that wanted with him. But I convinced him last year, and he started working with me right now. He's giving me a lot of improvement, especially on set pieces. He will be the one who will take care about the set pieces. So happy with the people that is around me, and here also I met with the people at the club that will work also with our technical staff. It was one question from the club: do you need someone? I say, of course, I need people that feel the history, has this feedback also that I will need, especially at the start. And I'm sure that we will be happy working together.
We saw some video clips about motivational speeches from you. How much space do emotions have in the way you lead a team?
At least I would say that it's maybe almost 30% of my speeches are about maybe life. Because to understand for the people, they say, motivational, but we're playing football. Yeah, yeah, okay. The rest is football, is tactics, is positioning. But the motion, the your mood, it's a big percentage on your daily.
Yeah.
On your daily basis, every day you come to the office, you come happy, you can do a lot of good things. You come unhappy, you are in front of the computer, you're not. So I believe a lot on this. Confidence is in one player more than 50%. So how to give confidence? So it's about playing with this mood, no? this atmosphere. After that, they can show their talent. Mm. But without this mood, your talent, it will be more difficult to show it. Mm. So I like to give to them these motivations, because the main one and the first one and the one that I will tell to them straight away is that they had the most beautiful profession in the world.
Mm.
So they are not allowed to be unhappy. They are not allowed. What they have to do is to come here happy, satisfied because of this profession that I said this is the most beautiful in the world, because you are getting paid to be fit. So that's first. We cannot have this excuse, you know. So, and I like to say this, you know, for the people. I say, people, you are unhappy. You know, we cannot be unhappy. You know, we can be, yeah, we want more. We always want more. We want to progress. We want to play better. Yeah, we will work for this. But starting that the mood is not an issue, it's not the problem. So now I want to see the players that they are enjoying and what they are doing. And to enjoy, I need to give them solution and options. And this is what they're going to do.
And your coaching has already been successful. 2 titles in Slovenia. What does this early success mean to you?
Well, good start. But football never is enough. Mm. Never is enough. What is done is done. It's in the past.
Mm.
No credit in football, you know. When you win 3 games, you are the best in the world. You lose 3 games, you are the worst in the world. It's like this. Accept it. I accept it. This is my profession.
Yeah.
Koji is full responsibility of everything. And I'm not saying this just because, I know, but it's beautiful that you say you have the responsibility. No, it's the responsibility. If I am the one who is saying how we train, who plays, how we play, I am the responsible.
Mm.
But the players, because the players are not playing good, they say, first, I look myself. If one player is not improving, if one player is not playing well, I look first myself. I say, where I'm putting him, which information I'm giving to him that he's not performing well. And after that, of course, you need the characteristics of the players that they will do what I am telling them to do. But without limiting the players, because sometimes, coach, maybe we can limit one player. You put in one position that he's not giving his best on what you're demanding. So you are limiting him. So, of course, he will not perform well. So we are a big, big responsible as the coaches. So I accept it, and I'm really paying attention on it.
And now, Eintracht Frankfurt, it feels like the right move for you. Why?
I'm ready for this step. I feel convinced that is the correct step, correct club. This I will say also in the next interviews, because since around 2 years, I was convinced that the Bundesliga was the next step that I wanted to do. With all my respect to Spain, to my country, to Italy, I said, no, I want to go to Germany, to war there. And I have to say that the only contact that I had in the past when they have a coach, it was with Eintracht. I'm lucky to know Marcus from before. I knew that I wanted to do this step. I was lucky a few months ago to have other opportunities, but I said, no, I was happy where I was, but the challenge is the one that motivates me. And to go to some play, you need to be motivated. You need to be sure that you will give your 100%. And here I'm sure that I will give my maximum.
It's a great challenge. It's a great club. We wish you all the best. Welcome to Frankfurt. And we hope that you will have the results that you expect and that you have the goals or reach the goals that you want to reach. Thank you very much for this conversation, for the first interview here at Eintracht TV. Thank you.
Thank you.